The False Sir Santa Claus, a non-productive production.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day.
Once upon a time, let's see, 18-something, there lived a miserly old man who lived alone and had no use for joy, nor especially for Christmas. No, not that one. Everyone's already heard his story. This is a different tale. And to protect his dignity, we shall call our miser Mr. Moneybags. And really, who's to say that wasn't his real name after all? I hardly think there's anyone left who remembers what his real name was. Whatever the case may be, our story begins at Christmas. The children of the town are gathered in the square and making merry as hard as they possibly can. Oh, by the way, this might start to rhyme. Y'all have been warned.
What rumpus? What clatter? Why, whatever is the matter? Oh, this rout and shout and riot is distracting to my brain. You disturb my computations with your singing and gyrations. And you've mixed my figures up so, I must add them all again.
Oh, stupid Mr. Moneybags. What are your senses, pray, sir?
Why, don't you know? Of course you do. This is Christmas Day, sir.
This is Christmas Day, the children's day, and please to understand.
We're waiting here for Santa Claus to come from somewhere land.
For what? For whom? For Santa Claus? 'Tis past my comprehension that in this 19th century such foolishness finds mention. For Santa Claus, no bigger fraud has ever yet been planned. There isn't any Santa Claus nor any somewhere land.
Oh, wicked Mr. Moneybags, how can you be so cruel?
Why, Christmas without Santa Claus is weak as watered gruel.
We can't believe you.
And we won't, so please to understand.
We're waiting here for Santa Claus to come from somewhere land.
It seems to me it would be wise to stop this superstition. To open these young eyes to fact would be a useful mission. So I'll devise a little scheme and try it, if I'm able, to bring these folks to common sense and burst this foolish fable. Well, goodbye, youngsters, now I'm off. I really cannot stand this trashy talk of Santa Claus who comes from somewhere land. Bye-bye.
No Santa Claus.
No Santa Claus.
I never did. Did you?
No Santa Claus.
Boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo-hoo.
I just believe he's telling fibs.
Of course.
It seems to me this horrid Mr. Moneybags is as mean as mean can be.
Of course he's fibbing.
Of course he is.
He does it just to tease us.
He's down on children, so you see, he never wants to please us.
Oh dear, why doesn't Santa come?
Let's wish him here.
That's quirky.
Taint, Ethel saved the wishbone up from last Thanksgiving's turkey.
All right, who pulled it?
Dick and I.
It's dry enough. Say when, boys. Catch hold here. Ethel wish. Now pull.
Dick's got the lucky end, boys.
Who calls for Santa Claus, I'd like to know?
We, Mr. India Rubber.
Ho, ho, ho! With clash and clang and rattly bang and bumpity jump, rather risky. With jounce and bounce, Santa Claus I announce. I'm his page, jack-o'-lantern so frisky. See where he comes, stand all here, close at hand. Enter Sir Santa Claus from somewhere land!
Hey ho there, you youngsters! Well, how do you do? What did you say?
We only said ooh.
Well, why this surprise? Why this staring and stir?
We looked for this kind of Santa Claus, sir.
Hey, what kind? Oh, that! Oh, permit me to look. Why, Santa Claus, child, doesn't live in a book. Little old driver, pshaw! Sleigh full of toys down the chimney, that's nonsense, you know, girls and boys. He was dressed all in furs from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. Bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. Oh, that's nonsense, I say. I haven't looked that way in many a day. I dress in the fashion, I'm solemn in speech. I detest all that folly that fable would teach. I hate to be bothered with children and toys, and I'm down on this Christmas Day worry and noise.
And your sleigh?
And your reindeer?
All sold long ago. They were quite out of date. Too old-fashioned and slow. What with steamships and railways and telegraph wires, and stores overcrowded with sellers and buyers, and modern improvements in every land. There's no use for Santa Claus now, understand? I'm a thrifty old merchant who lives at the pole. Sleep-loving, ease-loving, saving old soul. I'm healthy and wealthy and wise now because I've done with the nonsense of old Santa Claus.
Well, isn't that dreadful?
Oh dear, I could cry.
You better leave that for the sweet by and by. If there's one thing I hate, it's this bedlam appalling. It is to hear children a-screaming and squalling. So if you attempt it, I know what to do.
Oh, what does he mean?
I don't know. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
What ho there, hallo there, my trusty police. These children are cranky. This nonsense must cease. Come in here, my beauties, these children to tell. Sir Santa Claus knows how to manage them well. Here's a Red Riding Hood's wolf. Here's the big bugaboo. Here's the whooping cough man. Here's the wandering Jew. Aren't they sweet? What's the matter, you quiver and quake so? One would think you were frightened to see you all shake so.
What horrid, ugly people.
Did you ever, ever see such dreadful folks invited to a lovely Christmas tree?
Speak up, my gentle serving man, to tell these children now what parts you play on Christmas Day and when and where and how.
I've great big ears and I've great big eyes and I've great big teeth because... Oh yes, you've heard that story before. Just look at these beautiful jowls.
I'm the big bugaboo and I live in the dark, with my grin and my club, and wish to remark, I know all the bad boys and I'm looking at you, so don't you forget I'm the big bugaboo.
I'm the whooping cough man, yes I am, I am. I'm the whooping cough man, so breezy. And the bad boys I fill, yes I will, with my choke and my strangle so sneezy. And the little girls, too, yes, I do, if I find them at all uneasy. Why, I take their breath off with a cough, the cough. I'm the whooping cough man, so wheezy.
Old clothes, cash paid for old clothes. I sing through the streets of the city. And the people they bring, every ragged old thing, when they hear the sweet strains of my ditty. But the bad girls and boys, if they make too much noise, or if words with their betters they bandy, why I ups with their heels and smother their squeals in my bag of old clothes so handy.
They sometimes give boxes at Christmas, you know, instead of stockings and trees. A nice Christmas box would be jolly to show. You each shall have one, if you please. Come gather around me, and I will explain. My meaning I'll make very clear. If children are cranky, I don't speak again, but give them a box on the ear.
Ow!
Oh, please go, Santa Claus. We don't want you around.
What, go? Oh, no, the children want me badly. The darling, snarling, doleful little dears. If I should leave, know they'd miss me sadly. I know they love me, so I'll spare their tears. What go? Oh no, not while I've strength to stand. Why, I'm Sir Santa Claus of Somewhere Land.
Out from the kingdom of ice and snow, rollicking, frolicking, frisking we go. Rollicking, frolicking, singing in glee. Oh, who so merry and cheery as we?
Clear rings our songs all the day long, all the glad Christmas day long. Shout the gay glories of Christmas so grand.
Shout for old Santa Claus of Somewhere Land.
Say, who be these that sing so blithe and free? Quick, jack-o'-lantern, find this out for me.
Excuse me, I beg, I'm suspicious of dangers. It ruffles my nerves, sir, to interview strangers.
Racing and chasing from sunset to light, painting the windows with traceries bright. Dancing with sunbeams, all sparkle and life. Oh, who so gay as Jack Frost and his wife?
Oh, who so gay, all the glad day, all the glad Christmas day. Shout the gay glories of Christmas so grand.
Shout for old Santa Claus of Somewhere Land.
Jack Frost and his wife, sir. Oh, run for your life, sir. They'll stir up strife, sir, and interview you. They're Santa Claus folks, sir. Have done with your joke, sir. You'll be pinched and poked, sir, and frostbitten, too.
Pshaw, who's afraid? Here on my rights I'll stand. I am Sir Santa Claus of Somewhere Land.
How are you, youngsters? Full of fun and life? I am Jack Frost.
And I'm his loving wife.
What's the matter? Where are your shouts of glee? Where's Santa Claus? And where's your Christmas tree?
There'll be no tree.
And Christmas glee is over.
Oh, Mr. Jack, Christmas will come no more.
Why? Who says that, you curly little elf?
Oh, you don't know? Old Santa Claus himself.
Old Santa here? Where? Not among that band.
There!
I am Sir Santa Claus of Somewhere Land.
You? Well, guess not. You, sir? Oh, no, no. That's a good joke. You, Santa? Ho, ho, ho.
There, that will do. Be off now. Scatter. Pack.
We get away? I guess not. Will we, Jack?
No, not for such a fat old fraud as you. This false Sir Santa Claus is fooling you.
Quick now, my good policemen, clear them out. I will not have such vagabonds about.
Move on now. Come on, move on. You're in the way here.
I'm just a little deaf. What's that you say here?
Move on, I say.
Ah! Well, now what's the matter?
He's frozen stiff.
Oh, how my teeth do chatter.
Oh, see there, Dick. Feel him.
He's frozen too.
Jack's magic wand froze the big bugaboo.
They both are frozen up, too stiff to wink. They'll let us stay here now a while, I think. But isn't he Santa Claus?
He? Oh, bless you, no.
How will you prove it?
That's easy to show.
Well, show it.
I will, sir. I will, don't you fret.
Oh, false Sir Santa Claus. We'll beat you yet.
What can you do?
Oh, quite enough, I think. We'll do enough, I know, to make you shrink. I'll summon up each fairy, gnome, and elf. I'll call old Santa Claus himself. I'll tell him. No, for first I'll stop this strife. Or we will, won't we, dear? Jack Frost and his wife.
Hey, the Wandering Jew's frozen stiff as a stake.
So's Red Riding Hood's wolf. What nice statues they make.
And now, hip hurrah, let Jack go if he can, for this horrible, terrible Santa Claus man.
We'll nip his nose and tweak his toes. With cold, he'll shake and shiver. We'll twinge his ears and freeze his tears until he'll quake and quiver.
We'll cover him nice with coat of ice, while he'll shiver and sneeze and stumble. No Santa Claus he, a fraud he must be. He's nothing but glitter and grumble.
I'm cold. Oh, hold there. Hold! Do save me from this Iceman! Oh, boo! I freeze! My nose! My knees! Do stop it! There's an Iceman!
Here's a red-hot bar I've brought, sir. Heat will thaw you, so it ought, sir. Now I'll try what heat will do, sir. That's for you! Ha! And that's for you, sir!
Ouch! That's better! What a pelting!
Wifey, quick! I'm limp and melting. Come, with magic wand revolving. Here's your Jackie, fast dissolving.
Courage, Jackie, here I come, dear. My, you're getting thin and numb, dear. There, I'll stop this in a trice, sir. Jack-o'-lantern, turn to ice, sir.
And, as Jack-o'-lantern became a frozen statue, the sound of far-off sleigh bells filled the air, and a familiar, jolly voice rang out.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. Hello, Merry Christmas. I hope I'm on time. With the rivers to cross and the mountains to climb. With the roofs that I scale and the chimneys I drop down. By the day after Christmas, I'm ready to flop down. But what if I do get so tired with trotting? Your joy gives new strength for my planning and plotting. My reindeer are fleet and... Hello, what's the matter? Something is wrong here, or else I'm mad as a hatter. Why is Mr. Jack Frost there so slimpsy and droopy? Who are these funny statues so cold and so croupy? Why are not these little folks happy and hearty? and, well, bless my stars, who's that pompous old party?
I am Sir Santa Claus of Somewhereland.
Oh, are you? Well, old fellow, here's my hand. So you're Sir Santa Claus. Well, by the by, if you are he, bless me, who am I?
I have no doubt, sir, you are some low impostor.
Well, come, that's friendly. I'll look up the roster. But still, I think, as far as I'm able, I've been old Santa Claus since the days of fable. How is it, little folks? We'll leave it to you to say which is the false one and which is the true.
Oh, you're the true one.
Certain and sure.
Because?
We know he's the false Sir Santa Claus.
Well, well, that's logic. Then by your decree, what shall the sentence of this culprit be?
Let's tar and feather him!
And freeze him, too!
Well, little Curly Locks, and what say you?
He's been so dreadfully naughty, I should say. It's best to make him good again today. If we are good to him, why don't you see? He'll have a chance to try and gooder be.
Why, bless you for a rosy little saint. You've found the cure that's best for his complaint. What, Mr. Moneybags, shall your answer be, now that you've heard this little maid's decree? Do you appreciate the magnanimity extended you by this small judge in dimity?
I'm conquered completely, as you may see, and I bow to your gentle sentence, and I humbly beg on bended knee your pardon with true repentance. I've been such a horrible cross old bear, with never a soul above dollars. But promise you now, if my life you spare, to be one of your happiest scholars. Hereafter my days shall have more of glee, where the children all frolic and roam, ma'am. And I'll give one half of my fortune free to the destitute children's home, ma'am.
Bravo! Now joy bells ring out clear and free. Come with me, children, to the Christmas tree.
One moment, tarry here, with wonders sweet. The tree shall make your Christmas joys complete. One thing remains list, while I tell to you, what I, Jack Frost's wife, would have you do. In the old days, when valor, truth, and right would fight the wrong and conquered wicked might, the champion brave his sure reward would see, and by his king or queen would knighted be. And as his shoulders felt the royal blade, give the glad stroke they called the accolade. These welcome words came, as his guerdon due. Rise up, Sir So-and-so, good knight and true. Without old Santa Claus, the children's fun at Christmastide would never have begun. In their glad hearts the champion he'll stand, their good old friend who comes from somewhere land. Let, then, the title that this false one bore come to the true with love and goodly store. Kneel down, old Santa Claus, while with ready blade sweet Curly Locks shall give the accolade.
Good knight and true, dear to girls and boys, friend of their fun and helper in their joys, receive this honor from the children's hand. Rise up, Sir Santa Claus of Somewhere Land.
Thanks, thanks to you, Curly Locks, gentle and true. Thanks all girls and boys for this honor from you. I'll be loyal and leal to your joyous young cause. Health and wealth to you all, says your friend Santa Claus. Now rally all, rally all, rally with me, round the wonders and sights of the bright Christmas tree. Give cheer and shout and chorus, because we have routed and conquered the false Santa Claus.
Then round the glad Christmas tree rally with joy. Let love's happy sun shine in gladness. Sing it out, every girl, sing it out, every boy. Old Santa Claus banishes sadness.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, oh, come.
The False Sir Santa Claus was originally written in 1882 and adapted for the radio by Pete Monty, with Mark Matera as Jack Frost and the Big Bad Wolf, Lindsay Lala Richards as Jack Frost's wife and Ethel, James Carolyn as Jack O'Lantern and Dick, Al Baldino as the Big Bugaboo and the Wandering Jew, A.J. Ingersoll as the Whooping Cough Man and Curly Locks, Frank Hablawi as Mr. Moneybags and the False Sir Santa Claus, And the real Santa Claus children, well, we all know who that is. Your narrator was Den Mobley, with additional voices by Pete Monty. Editing, direction, and sound effects by Pete Monty, with additional sound by Frank Tablawi. This has been a non-productive production.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.